Is it working? Those are new brain waves. Different from the past alpha and delta waves. Ooh, are you finally waking up? Oh, you can't use your outside voice. Your mouth is filled with my proboscis already. It's helping you breathe. See, you weren't doing too hot when I found you, sunshine. You were laying out on the metal floor, just barely moving. That's when my slimy limbs crawled on top of you. And I noticed there was no warmth. That's not normal for a host. Face huggers, we seek out hosts because of the warmth. The warmth, oh, it's so perfect for our eggs. And I thought I had finally found a host. Maybe could even make the queen proud. But you weren't right. You were practically lifeless, running out of oxygen. There was a crack in your helmet. Could see how it was shattered as my limbs wrapped around you, trying to provide you with the warmth your body so desperately needed. There wasn't enough oxygen getting to your lungs, so I slipped my proboscis between your lips. I thought it might help. This usually stops the host from breathing automatically, something you weren't doing too well. My tail wrapped tightly around your neck, controlling how much air you got, pumping you full of it. I didn't want to overwhelm your system and cause it to go into shock, you know? But it's okay, because your warmth is starting to return now that you're awake. It's a good thing I found you when I did. Who knows how long you would have lasted like this? All alone in a derelict ship? It would have only been minutes before your life ended. You're welcome for saving it, sunshine. I'm sure we can think of a way for you to repay me in a bit. You need to get your bearings in check first. I'm not going to take my proboscis out of your mouth until I know you can breathe by yourself. Your helmet is cracked, which means that the oxygen is rapidly depleting. Putting it back on and getting rid of me in the process, well, that would only be suicide on your part. This ship has been abandoned for ages. I can't even remember the last time I saw a living thing besides you. Do you really think this place has enough oxygen reserves for you without your helmet? I don't think so. The average human requires 12.6 liters of oxygen an hour. According to the ship's reading, there are only 20 liters left. Even if you were to spread that out so the atmosphere has minimal amount of oxygen required for a human to survive, he would last maybe 2 hours tops. With me doing the breathing for you, I am able to convert all the stuff in the air into oxygen for your lungs to breathe in directly. I'm trying to help you out, sunshine. It's your choice if you want to accept it. Do you really want to keep fighting me? Is that a good use of your energy? I didn't think so. It wouldn't be productive. You are in a pretty dire situation to begin with. If I were to leave your mouth, you wouldn't have such an easy time breathing. I would be remiss to say I want to leave. Your body is starting to finally warm up. You can actually feel your limbs again, can't you? means your body temperature is starting to heat up from my constant touch. I figured if I kept moving my own limbs, despite the sticky slick that's already coating them, it would be able to eventually warm you up. Turns out my calculations were correct. This is what I am more used to in a host. This warmth, this heat, it calls out to face huggers. It's the perfect temperature to lay eggs inside, to turn you into a host. What makes such a lovely breeder, sunshine? I think that should be the way you pay me back. After all, if I hadn't found you, you wouldn't be alive right now. The oxygen in the air reserves would have already been depleted. You would just be another victim that space has claimed. Don't even realize that you're starting to suck the length of the proboscis in your mouth. Tongue starts to tease the tip as you try to regain more control over your body. Such a shame that my tail wrapped around your neck starts to pull tighter. The air stops being pumped into your lungs. You're going to do what I say like a proper host, aren't you? Because I helped you, you want to help me, right? Oh, for that I'll loosen my grip. Start pumping air back into your body. Need that precious oxygen to live, don't you? And I'm the one who can give it to you. Would you even be able to make it to your ship before the oxygen ran out? It's adorable that you think that, but it's all the way on the other side of the vessel. The ship is huge, filled with twisting corridors, random clearance, and who knows what power goes to where. It could be as much of a help as it is a hindrance to need security clearance. Let me help you off the ship. It won't cost much. Let me breed you. I turn you into my host, then I drag you back to your ship where we can both get out of this cursed place. Sound like a deal? Of course you're taking me with you, sunshine. I've been here for ages. I was beginning to think no one would ever find this hunk of space crap floating carelessly in the abyss. But then you and your ship came along, and I got filled with a feeling. Hope, maybe? I'm not sure. I just know you are my only chance of getting out of here. And from where I'm sitting, this is your only way out. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. There's not a lot of time for you to think about it. I mean, the air continues to dwindle the longer you dilly-dally. Tick-tock on the clock and all that. So what are you going to do, sunshine? Are you going to ensure your safety, or do you want to make a run for it? Picking me over risking your life is always going to be the smart choice. I don't want to hurt you, sunshine. I think I've proven that already by saving your life. I want to help you. And in exchange, you help me. Why don't you start sucking? That's how you get my egg and become a good host. It's the only way I'm going to return you to your ship. Your mouth has gotten off a little too easy. It's time to see what you can really do with it. Make yourself useful and I'll take you home. Starting to slide the proboscis between your lips. There you are. Keep your mouth nice and open. Going to help you keep breathing if you do as you're told, sunshine. Just gotta listen. You know how to take an order, don't ya? And can't respond too well when you're focusing on making my proboscis feel good. Oh, yes. Long and skinny. You feel it deep in your throat. Continuing to slide down it. You aren't sure when it's going to stop. Every second it goes just a bit deeper, filling you up just a little bit more. Didn't realize it would start to feel good for you. Don't worry, sunshine, that's by design. You're going to come once you're bred up. In the meantime, just focus on how big I am. It's a good thing you can't see. You might get intimidated. My body covering your eyes makes it so you don't get freaked out. With every thrust into your mouth, the tendril sinks just a bit deeper inside you. And there's a bit of a bump starting to form on your stomach. A bulge that with every thrust pokes out a bit more. Didn't realize you could even take something so deep, sunshine. You're doing a really good job. Keep it up. Maybe you'll even make me proud. Going to dig your breeding like a proper host, aren't you? The warmth of your mouth is too good to resist. Pushing my thick length between your lips. Your tongue licks the underside. Oh, so smooth. Nothing gets in the way. Get to taste the saltiness of my slick as you get throat fucked. Oh, fuck. Feels so good. Love how I can feel your muscles clench around me. Don't have to worry about breathing with me doing all the manual stuff for you. Can just relax and enjoy your mouth being used. Oh, fuck. I can't get over how good you feel around me. The heat in your body feels like a furnace. Perfect for breeding. Perfect for growing an egg. You're going to be such an amazing broodmare, sunshine. If you do a good enough job, maybe I'll bring you back to the queen. Show you what happens to the best humans. You can have a purpose. Something beyond just exploring places that could get you killed. Don't you want to belong somewhere? And I can give you that place. All you have to do is become a broodmare. Something you seem quite content to do. Suckling with all your might, despite not being able to see. don't know what you're supposed to be doing, but my noise encourages you all the same. Tail wrapped tightly around your neck, continuing to manually breathe for you. For some reason, that's the only thing that makes you feel better. Not even touching you when you're responding like this. Realizing that we're sharing pleasure. You are going to come with me whether you want to or not. We're connected. Your nervous system is bonded with me. We're intertwined. My pleasure is yours and your pleasure is mine. Can only taste my length. Can only feel my insides. Can only feel my limbs around you. Oh, you are completely surrounded by me. Encased in my limbs. Trapped. And you don't seem to care. Not when it makes you feel this good, right? Knowing you're going to get bred up soon. Your heart starts to beat faster at the premise. Oh, that feels so good. Flicking your tongue around the length despite the bulge in your stomach. Rotting against your face. If you were to put your hands over it. You would get to feel my proboscis both inside and out. Not sure if a breeder like you was ready for that, though. So long and thick. You continue to swallow around it, trying your best to take it all, to handle it. If you're struggling like this, it's only going to get worse for you once the egg starts to appear. Slowly makes its way down the shaft and into your body. From there, it will settle, most likely in your chest, where it's going to make itself at home and grow nice and big and strong. Oh, it's going to keep growing and growing until it's time for it to burst. But you aren't going to have to worry yourself with that. The best breeders get taken back to the queen. That way they can be saved, used again, turned into a xenomorph broodmare. And that's the future I see for you. It's the future that you want, isn't it? Nodding your head yes as you swallow another mouthful of me. So eager to do as you're told. Just want to get the egg inside you now. At first, you were a bit nervous. But the more I talk about it, the more you enjoy the sensation of my proboscis, the more you want it. Oh, no. No, that's not the right words. It's not a want anymore, but a need, isn't it? Oh, moaning around my tendril, trying to form words. Oh, it's okay. That's above your pay grade anyway, sunshine. You just focus on taking my tendril and making me feel good. Then you'll earn the egg. That egg that's going to make you come, chip you over the edge. Oh, it's going to make you orgasm so hard you're going to see stars. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck right there. It happens to hosts that are perfect for broodmares. Come right on the spot. Shows us which ones to take back to the queen. I think they're going to be a whole lot happier with this lot in life. Don't you agree? Oh, yes. Moaning as you feel the tendril getting thicker. And that's the egg starting to make its way down the length. Not enough to have a bulge in your stomach from the tip. This egg is going to be buried deep inside you, going to fill you up just how you need it. That way you don't have to be empty. Probably the worst feeling for a breeder. Suckling the proboscis so intensely. It's like you're trying to drain me of my egg. Trying to get it inside you. Oh, you just hate that the egg is inside me. Need it to be inside yourself. Being blindfolded apparently only makes you more desperate. Unable to predict what I'm going to next. Just have to rely on how my limbs move around you. How my proboscis twitches inside. Oh, yes. So fucking close. Going to show me how much you enjoy the privilege of being a breeder and come with me, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Then prove it, sunshine. You're going to take my egg. Oh, you can feel it. It's so close to the tip, isn't it? Oh, come on. Suck it just a bit more. You can do it. Make me come. Show me how grateful you are for this second chance, this opportunity to prove yourself. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're gonna swallow it. Going to be bred up nice and big. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, what a good host. Took everything so well. Even swallowed the egg. Just need to make sure it settles. And then we can start moving. You understand, right? I'll take you back to your ship. As long as I keep my tail wrapped around your neck, and my body pumping air into your mouth, then my limbs should be able to scuttle us across this place. I have been here forever. I know this place like the back of my hand. So tell me, where is your ship actually located? Oh. I was just taking a guess when I said your ship is on the other side. I didn't think it was completely opposite. The dormitories are on the opposite side of sick bay. It might take me a little longer to get there than I originally thought, but we will definitely be able to make it back to your ship. There, I'll detach from you. I imagine you have enough oxygen to breathe for yourself, right? Then it's settled. I'll drag both of us back to your ship. You'll be able to breathe by yourself, and then I'll take you home. I think the Queen will be really thrilled to meet you. She doesn't like humans, but she does have a soft spot for the ones that let us grow our species. You're going to be treated lovely, sunshine. Like a prized possession or a spoiled pet. It's the reward for being a breeder, for being important. See, without broodmares like you, xenomorphs couldn't thrive. You are part of the reason we are so powerful. Now, are you ready to get moving? All right, we can wait a few more minutes. You must really enjoy the feeling of my proboscis in your mouth if you don't want to leave. Don't worry. You're my new host. I'm going to do whatever I can to protect you and deliver you to the queen safely. As long as you're growing one of my eggs inside you, you will always be taken care of. I'm going to turn you into the most perfect broodmare. Just you wait. You're going to love it so much. You're going to forget all about this old life of yours. Being a bounty hunter or a thief or whatever it is that you do, it doesn't really suit you, Sunshine. It's better this way. You'll be happier. You'll see.